The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Welcome to Samach Tes. We are learning in the whole Perek Elu Dvorim the inyonim of Korban Pesach being Doicha Shabbos, Shabbos also being Nidcha for other mitzvahs, for mitzvahs Mila, for Korban Tomid, whatever Korbanos are Nidcha. What's the Klal HaDvar? Which Korbanos are Nidcha? And which Anana, what can we learn in a deeper understanding of Shabbos from which things attack Doicha Shabbos? The Gemara, the Maskon of the Gemara in Yuma Dafnun, over here the Gemara has a discussion back and forth exactly what the criteria is for what's Deicha. The Gemara in Yuma Dafnun says, Klola de Milsa, that which Karbonis are Deicha Shabbos, which are not, has nothing to do with whether it's a Karbon Tzibur or Karbon Yochid. Of course, Taisa says by us, in Nafayin Omid Beis, that Karbon Pesach is Nikra Karbon Tzibur, even though it's brought by private people. The Gemara says, Kivin de Knuf Yossi. Since everybody in Klal Yisrael brings it together, it does have a din of Karbon Tzibur. But Lamaisa, the Gemara brings Rayas in Yuma Dafnun, and that's Takana Maskana, that there are Karboni Yochid, which are Deicha Shabbos, there are Karboni Tzibur, which are not. The Marshal, the Kohen Gadol, had a Chiyuv, to bring Chavitin, Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, is Deicha Shabbos, even though it's a Karbon Yochid. One could maybe argue, say, the private Karbon of a Kohen Gadol represents him. Is his carbon as the way he's representing Klai, so maybe it is a carbon tzibur. But Lamaisa, the Gemara says not the way. The Gemara says that we see from here that a carbon tzibur and a carbon yachid could also be Deicha Shabbos. Why? The Gemara says because Zmane Kavua. The other good examples when Klai Yisrael passed in the wrong halach and everybody did Naveri, the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, has to bring a carbon on behalf of all of Klai. So that's certainly a carbon. See, but it didn't snap around Shabbos. Why? Because it's Ein Zmane Kavod. Nothing in it says that it has to be brought on Shabbos. Masha Ein Kain. The Chavite Kohen Gadol is a din every day. So that means inherently his din is to bring that carbon today. That's Zmane Kavod. That's Doiche Shabbos. Mila, also we find the same, that's Vagdara. That Mila Bizmano on the eighth day is Doicha Shabbos. It's interesting. Is the Zman Mila, here's a basic chakir. Is the Zman Mila on the eighth day? Is there something inherently about the eighth day which that is the Zman Mila? Or we could say no. We could say that a Tinoch until 8 days, the Torah says not to mal him for the first 7 days. On the eighth day, he becomes Royce in the middle. That's the Zman, the first possible moment. But not that there's something inherently in the eighth day that renders that the Zman HaMila. Of course, we understand all the inyonim of Mila being on the 8th day. There is an inherent inyon for Mila to be on the 8th day. And one interesting ramification, Taisa discusses whether women are mechuyiv in Mila, because the pasuk that says that a mother is not mechuyiv. But if a woman knows that a child is not about kashuri, would she be mechuyiv or not? If we say that Mila is inherently related, linked up to the 8th day, then the Rishonim and Kedushin of Koftes say that women would not be mechuyiv mitzvahs milah because it's a mitzvah aseh shehazman grom. That's one nafkamina. But let's go back to our discussion. What about a milah shaloi bizmana? A milah bizmana also could theoretically be done tomorrow. There's no chiyuv karas if you push off the milah for one day. Is it then to do it on the eighth day? What about a milah shaloi bizmana? Also, it has to be done as soon as possible. Why shouldn't it be Deicha Shabbos? The Teretz is the same word. Even though Mila can be Doicha, that's only where the Mila inherently is Manoi Hayoim Vayoim Shabbos. Then we bring the carbon, then we mal the child even on Shabbos. But where the, let's say, child is now well, the baby is now 2 weeks old, we want to give him a bris Mila. So what do we say? We say, but today's the first possible moment. Today's the first day it's healthy. Be Doicha Shabbos. We're only Doicha Shabbos when we talk about something which inherently has to be done today. The mitzvah's mila, if it's done on the 14th day, inherently is shaykh to today, not more than tomorrow. If it's on the 8th day, the 8th day is the zman of the mitzvah. Now, as far as different dargis of things which are Deicha Shabbos, which are not, Pekuach Nefesh discussed in a different shiur in Daf Samach Vav, that Pekuach Nefesh is only Doiche Shabbos, we said that Milo and Karbonis that are brought is the Pshat. There is no Shabbos, Legabe Karbonis and Milo has to be done. And we can understand that very well in light of what we just said. It's not the Pshat that there's a Tzorich, there's a mitzvah specifically to bring it today. A Milo Shalev is mine is also a mitzvah to bring today. What about Karbonis? Maybe there are certain Karbonis that are the mitzvahs to bring them today. Still, they're not Doiche Shabbos. Why? Because what's Doiche Shabbos is not that there's two things to do and this mitzvah is bigger than that mitzvah. But the pshat is that the din of doing Malach on Shabbos, the issue of doing Malach on Shabbos, is that doing a mitzvah Malach on Shabbos is a violation of the Kedusha of the day. It's a violation of the day. The day of Shabbos is Mechayiv Shvisa, Mechayiv resting. One who does a malacha creates that the day is not a yom shel shvisa. It's not the act of malacha per se which is also, but it's that the act of malacha turns the day for that person at least into a day of ishvisa. That's this. Mashen kain, where the day itself is mechayim doing that mitzvah, it's not a violation of the day. Adirava, it's a kiyum of the kedusha of that day. If a child was born on Shabbos and the yom shmini, little adult is on Shabbos. It's not that doing the Ma'aseh Milah on Shabbos is a violation of the Shvisa nature of the day. Faket, the Kedusha of the day, means that that day was Miyuchid for this child to be Mekayim Mitzvah Milah. And there's a very special ramification of this Nekuda. It's an interesting halacha. If a child is born, and this is the way the Rambam Paskin, if a child is born by C-section, what's called, in the terminology of Chazal, a Yoytzi Doifin, is not born blade. This is the pasuk in Pasha Shmini. I'm sorry, in Pasha Tazria that teaches us the dinim of Mila B'yam Shmini. It says over there. Of course, we have the Pasha of Mila by Avram Avinu, but the next Pasha after Asinah of Mila is in the beginning of Pasha Tazria. Isha ki Tazria v'yolda zocho B'yam Shmini she's Tomei Shilasyon B'yam Shmini v'holo B'yam Shmini. I'm sorry, B'yam Shmini imo b'sar alosay. So the Gemara dashes from the proximity of Tumas Leda to B'yem Hashmini, that Tumas Leda, which has to do with a natural birth, is the only time that a woman, only when a woman gives birth naturally, only then is there Mila B'yem Hashmini. What? A baby born by C-section, we don't mal B'yem Hashmini? No, of course not. So what the Gemara says is that there are two halachas that are linked up with each other. There's the mitzvah of Mila B'yem Hashmini, and it's the fact, the extra halacha, that Mila B'yem Shmini is Doiche Shabbos. The Gemara says that if we hold that a Yoytze Doifin, that we dashin, what we just said, the smichus of the two psukim to teach us, that there is no din of Tchias Shabbos. B'yom HaShmini, the Gemara says, we learn that B'yom HaShmini, Yim of Zalot, B'yom HaShmini, V'afilu B'Shabbos. If we don't have that din, because it's not a baby that was metama the mother betumas later. It wasn't a natural birth. There is no din of mila the Shabbos. Then the din is that there's no mila b'yom shmini. There's no specific mitzvah b'yom shmini. Mashen came. If we hold that the yoytzedayfin is also mukhiv b'mila b'yom shmini, we then would hold that the mila is deicha Shabbos. The Rambam paskin is not that way. And the Rishonim asked the question. The Rambam holds, on the one hand, the Yoytze Doifin, a baby that was born by C-section, you mechuyiv to malach on B'yem Shmini, zechiv gomim in the rise to malach B'yem Shmini at any court, if you're able to. If he's healthy, of course. Masha'en kein, mitzad the din of Shabbos, which is the pasuk of Pasha Tazrini, Tazria, B'yem Hashmini, B'yem Hashmini, v'afilu b'Shabbos, that din does not exist by Yoytze Doifin. What's the pshat? How are we mechalik between two things? Reb Chaim Brisker explains in his Sefer, in Hilchus Milah, that there's two parashas in Milah. There's the Milah of Avraham Avinu. Parasha Milah was given to Avraham Avinu, it was given to us as descendants of Avraham Avinu. Then there's the Parasha Milah, which is in Parasha Tazria, which was set to Klai Sol after Asina. He says, as far as the Parasha of Avraham Avinu, there's no din over there of Shabbos. There was no Shabbos before Asina. The din of Shabbos relates to the mitzvah Yom Shmini of Milah, as we find in Parashat Tazria, in which case, in that Parashat, we find it in conjunction with natural birth, and therefore the two halachas are separate. There's one din, B'yom HaShmini, B'tzad HaParashat of Avraham, but you're right, there's no chiyuv mitzad the parasha of Klal Yisrael, the parasha Tazria, there's no chiyus of Malvut Shal B'yemesh Mini. So Mele, there's no din there, Zeche Shabbos. The way we're explaining, the explanation is true, but it's also this, it goes a lot deeper than that. The pshat is that Kedusha's manum was given to Klal Yisrael, the essence of time, being Klal Yisrael being above time, Klal Yisrael is Amanetzach. Klal Yisrael lives in a marechet, in a system of Kedushas Hazman, which is above the regular dinim of the day. That would tell us that the din that the day of Yom Shmini inherently is Kodesh for Mitzvah's Milo, is only shaykh to the Milo that was given to Klal Yisrael after Har Sinai. Of course there's a parasha of Milo that was given to Avraham Avinu, but that was given to Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael, the Ovid, Hagdoshim, and the Shiftei Kor. It was given to them when there wasn't yet a mitzius, a reality in the Bria of Kedushas Hazmanim. In that context, in that vein, if one does a Maisa of Mila, B'yem Shmini, one is not doing, if one takes a Yetzer Daifin, and one does not, Yetzer Daifin is Nismayed from a Pasha, and Pasha Tazvi, and one mouths that child, B'yem Shmini, one is only being Mekayem the Mitzvah Avraham Avinu in the system of Avraham Avinu, the others, before Matan Torah, there was no Kedushas Hazmanim. So Mamel doing the Maisa on the day of Shabbos will be in violation, will be a Maisa Malacha, and it will violate the Kedushas Hazmanim of Shabbos. But Noch Tifa, let's say this on a different level. When a baby is born by natural process, that means that this was the day that he was supposed to be born. If this is the day he was supposed to be born, then the day which inherently carries it, for him, the Kedusha of Mitzvahs Mila is B'yem Shmini. So therefore, on the eighth day of his life, the day itself is Niskadish, that for this child, this day is his entry point to a relationship with the Rabban Shlom. The day is Niskadish on a personal level for the person. By the way, this is Lamashal HaHalocha, ought to say that a father who's mouthing a child, a father whose baby is having a bris, that day for him is an Issa Malacha, like the day that a person would bring a carbon. It's a private yom, this Kedushas Hazmanim on a private level for that person. So when we mal a baby that was born naturally, that means for him inherently this day has Kedushas Hazmanim of Mitzvahs Milo. There's no violation of Kedushas Hazmanim of doing a Ma'aseh Malacha on Shabbos. Ma'ashen came by a Yotzei Doifin. What's a Yotzei Doifin? That means that there was nothing natural about the process of this baby, of this boy, baby boy's bris. For whatever reason, they decided that the baby had to be born. The birth was created by the hand of man. That means that there's nothing inherent about this birth taking place on this day that it had to be on that day. Man intervened in the natural order of things. Doesn't mean that man is not allowed to when necessary. But the fact of the matter is that in this birth, man intervened. The fact that the child was born on this day is somewhat arbitrary. It's not arbitrary because the Rabban Shlom decides when children should be born. But as far as the natural process of the world, this child arbitrarily was born on this Shabbos. Does the day have for him Kedushas HaMoyadim, Kedushas HaZmanim, that he was born on that day, that next Shabbos inherently is a day that has him Kedusha of Mitzvahs Milah? No. That's the difference. This is the oimik of why the parasha of Avraham Avinu would not be Doicha Shabbos as far as Mitzvahs Milah is concerned. Masha'en came, the parasha that was given to Klal Yisrael with Kedushas HaZmanim, with inherent Kedusha in the day of B'yom Shmini, why that parasha would also be Doicha Shabbos. Because again, like we're saying, it's not Shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Mila, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, there's a mitzvah of a carbon, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos. And this is Doicha A is Doicha B, the carbon is Doicha Shabbos. The pshat is that there's no violation of the Kedushas HaZmanim of the Shabbos if inherently the Kedushas HaZmanim of this day is Mechayev that carbon. Let's bring another example of this type of thing. On a kochim level, we just said something about Mila, let's just say something. Let's go back to a carbon. The Gemara says in Beit Sedav Chof that all Karbonos that are brought on Yom Tov have to have a reason why they need to be brought on this Yom Tov. Let's say a person has Tam Achiev, he was Noidur a half a year ago, Achiev Karbon Oilo, and he wants to bring it on Yom Tov. That's when his community is in Yerushalayim, he wants to bring it. He's not allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. Why? Because there's no reason why it has to be brought on Yom Tov. It violates Bideich the Yom Tov. So it could be brought after Yom Tov. Karbon Chagiga and Karbon Re'iyo, the Gemara says that since they are Zmanam Kavua in Yom Tov, So they brought on Yom Tov. These are the sugars that we're learning in the next few blot of which Karbanos are Deich, which are not. The Karban Chagiga that he brings for Kedushas Yom Tov. The Karban Re'io, which is the special Karban of being the Mitzvah by Loredo, certainly inherent in the Yom Tov. They're not just happens to be he wants to bring them on the Yom Tov, but they are Shayach Be'etzim to the Yom Tov. They're Deich Yom Tov. However, the Halacha is they're not brought on Shabbos. Frek the Lecha Mishnah in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Halacha Ches, that if we say that they're inherently part of the Yom Tov, why shouldn't they be brought on Shabbos? This is man is kavu on the first day of Yom Tov. Same way Karban Pesach, this man kavu is Yudal Nisan. The way we're explaining the Pshat is like this: the Karbanos that are specifically brought on this day, the Pshat is Kedushas Hazmanim is Mechayiv. The avoid of this day is Mechayiv bringing those Karbanos. They're Doicha. They're not considered a Maisa Malacha on Shabbos. The reason why Karban Chagiga and Re'iyah are brought is not specifically for this day. It's for this week. The Kedusha that they have, that's Mechayiv bringing their Karbanos, is the Kedusha of the whole week of Yom Tov in total. One has to bring the Kedushas Yom Tov is Mechayiv bringing these Karbanos. Therefore, the Halacha is one can bring it on Yom Tov itself, not only on Chol HaMoed, because the bringing of these Karbanos is not a violation of Kedushas HaZmanim of Yom Tov. Adirabah, the Kedushas HaZmanim of Yom Tov is Mechayiv bringing these Karbanos. These Karbanos are an expression of Kedushas Yom Tov, but they're certainly not an expression of Kedusha of the day, the first day of Yom Tov. They can be brought the whole week. So are they an expression of the Kedusha of this day specifically, which fell out on Shabbos? So the first day Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. You can't bring these Karbanos. Karban Chagiga and Karban Re'iyah, you cannot bring. They're not doing Shabbos because they don't have to be specifically born on this day of Shabbos. But since they are inherently shaykh to the Kedusha of the whole week, so they're not in violation of the Kedusha of Yom Tov. So they will be Deicha Yom Tov, they won't be Deicha Shabbos. This is another expression where this definition of being Deicha Shabbos, being Deicha Yom Tov, is not a matter of being Deicha, of weighing up two things and one being Mevatel the other. But the Pshat is that it's Hutra because these things, Shabbos, Mila, Karbanos, all are inherently linked up to Kedushas HaZmanim, and when that's the Avoida of today, then that's not a violation of the Shvisa of today. Hashem is something which is not inherently linked up to the Kedusha of today, will not be able to be brought on Shabbos. Even if the carbon is a carbon one's Mechuyif to bring, or the Mila is a Mila that one is Mechuyif to do, a Mila Shalai HaZmanim, or it's a Mila of Yaitz and Daifin, which is not shaykh to the Kedusha of today, those mitzvahs cannot be Deicha, Shabbos, or Yom Tov.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halachic services or consultations, or to present a shaila, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. Or email info@thehalachacenter.org.